We mentioned the sacrifices now being expected of Greece, which may not sit well with the Greek public. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Athens.
A somber and fatigued Prime Minister George Papandreou appeared on live TV Sunday to address the nation. He told Greeks, "You are going to sacrifice very much, but any other course would have resulted in catastrophe." Papandreou acknowledged Greeks' widespread disdain for the political class responsible for the crisis, but he vowed, when this is over, together we will offer the world a different and much better Greece. It was left to Finance Minister George Papakonstantinou to detail the painful spending cuts and tax hikes. He said savings of nearly $40 billion through 2012 would be achieved through public sector wage and pension cuts, higher taxes, and streamlining government. Civil servants and pensioners' annual bonus will be capped, taxes on alcohol, tobacco, and gasoline will be raised, and the top bracket sales tax will rise to 23%. Papakonstantinou also forecast a deeper-than-expected recession, which means, he said, we will have to run faster to reduce the deficit. Watching the live broadcast in an Athens cafe, Sam Sotiri Georgopoulos appeared resigned.
It's tough, but, you know, we have to do it. There's no other way out. Otherwise, you go bankrupt. Greece owes so much money right now. It's $400 billion, which my kids and my grandkids will have to pay for that.
But the big question is how long Greeks are willing to endure the bitter medicine. A 48-hour general strike starts tomorrow, and even before the measures were announced, tens of thousands took to the streets in protest on Saturday, May Day. Syntagma Square was filled with peaceful but angry demonstrators. 60-year-old factory worker Paraskevi Petusi singled out Papandreou.
I want him out of here. I want all of them to get out of here. I don't want any of our politicians around. They're useless.
48-year-old Nikos Bogdanos, who owns a plumbing supply shop, expressed widespread disdain for the European Union and the International Monetary Fund.
It is the worst situation after democracy came back to Greece. It's the worst situation, economically, politically, from every view. Greece is becoming like a colony of the West.
The protest was marred by a few hundred black-clad anarchist youths who clashed with police. Many demonstrators reacted angrily to the rioters as they smashed shop windows and burned trash bins. Economist Gikas Hartouvelis strongly supports the austerity measures, but he sees risks elsewhere.
What I am afraid of is the silent anger, not the stuff you see on the streets. Most of these people on the streets are professional demonstrators. What I'm afraid of is the silent anger.
There is some concern that deep wage and pension cuts could lead to deflation and endanger the economy's recovery, thereby making it more difficult for Greece to fulfill its debt obligations. Yet many economists point out Greece cannot be left alone. The Greek crisis has by now turned into a broader European crisis, and the international bailout, they say, is not an act of generosity, but rather an act of European collective self-interest. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.